This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Have you always wanted to be more organized? Have you tried to declutter but haven't quite been able to make it happen, or maybe haven't been able to make it last? Sarah Cottman is a professional organizer and she's speaking at the Organizing Oz conference over the next few days. She's going to share with us all her best secrets, aren't you, Sarah? That's what you promised me.
All of the best ones, absolutely.
Now, you've made a career out of helping people get organised, but have you always had a special talent for this, or is it something that you've had to learn?
Oh, goodness, no, not a special talent. I used to be incredibly disorganised, actually. I was organised at work, but really disorganised at home.
Oh, that's me.
Well, it seems to be easier to be organised at work because there are systems already in place and there's an accountability aspect to it as well.
And all these years, I've just been blaming my mother.
Oh, well, they're the first port of call, but after that we need to take responsibility.
Okay. No worries. So you had to learn it, and obviously that's great encouragement that you weren't always as good at it as you are now. But what have you found have been some of the benefits of getting good at this?
The biggest benefits is less stress on me personally and less stress on the family and those around me.
Mm-hmm. Great. And why do people particularly become hoarders? You know, we've sort of seen in the news people with a ridiculous amount of stuff. I mean, what's the psychology behind that?
Look, there are two things here. One is people who are disorganised, very disorganised, and the other is those that are hoarding, and they're two actually very different issues, even though they may appear to be the same thing, mm-hmm. both people having too much stuff. In the case of hoarding, it's a psychological issue, and there's a lot more information around it now than there was a few years ago. And in fact, the new DSM-5 that's come out, which is the mental health disorders book, really, now has hoarding as a diagnosis.
And what about just plain being disorganised?
Well, look, I think everybody does inherently want to be organised because they want their life to run more smoothly. The difficulty comes when you've tried hard to get organised, but you actually don't even know where to start, and it becomes then an anxiety issue.
Okay. Well, in terms of, say, decluttering, you know, some people have trouble deciding what to keep and what to chuck. Do you have any tips for how people should make those decisions?
Oh, look, absolutely. And if you keep on saying things like, I'll need that one day, or what if, or I paid really good money for that and, you know, I just can't get rid of it. The thing is to actually have a really clear vision of what it is that you want for your life. And most people, when they're thinking about what they want for their life, it doesn't include copious amounts of stuff, clutter and stress.
That's true. But many of us have, good intentions of decluttering, and we might do a big clean out now and then. But, you know, how do you maintain it on a daily basis?
The thing is to get into a routine. Some people find routine very difficult, even though they probably do have a daily routine. Once you've organised, once you've decluttered, it's a case then of every day doing a little bit. And being organised isn't a destination. You don't just get there one day. It's something you have to continually do. You have to keep eating. You have to keep breathing. You just need to stay on top of your stuff.
Okay. But what's the answer for those people who say might do a big clean-up, they put in place a system, but how do you get other people to cooperate with it? Because you can have the best intentions, but you can't make someone else get on board with your new system, you know, where the towels are going to go, for instance, or, you know, how the toy box is organised, things like that. How do you get cooperation from others around you once you've got a system in place?
Look, cooperation can be difficult. The best thing is, particularly, you know, I'm talking mainly to mums, the people that are running the home. They have a system where they're looking after everybody else, basically. And you need to be in charge and you need to feel confident about your surrounds and how you've got your surrounds organised. And if it's running smoothly, that's great. If it's not running smoothly, you need to tweak it. For example, easy things like one of the things that used to drive me nuts, why can't people put their dirty washing into the dirty washing basket?
Oh, I hear you. What's the answer?
Like,
tell me.
How difficult is it to put it, you know, that inch and a half over? One of the easiest things that you can do and one of the simplest tips I can give you is to take the lid off the washing basket.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you do about those people who put, like my husband, puts his clothes on top of the washing basket but won't lift the lid off to put the things inside?
It's really quite amazing that people have these really, really good jobs, but still they can't work out the lid off the washing basket. But the thing is, you know, what we want is an easier life and a more peaceful and harmonious life. Take the lid off the washing basket and you would be amazed the difference that makes. And those little things, you actually start to look at what is the difficulty, what's causing the problem, and you just make a fix for that one particular issue bit by bit around the home.
Well, it sounds like it's small changes rather than something colossal that needs to happen, just small changes, looking at what's not working around your home and thinking slightly outside the box to fix it.
Look, it can be slightly small changes. We tend to deal with clients that have, I guess, bigger issues.
Okay.
So people who have depression, ADD, and they could even have hoarding issues. It becomes a much bigger thing than, you know, just taking the lid off the washing basket.
And
I don't want to oversimplify it, but all of it starts with the first step. And the first step is, what is the vision for your life? How do you want things to be running at home?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And at work, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sarah. It's been good to chat to you today.
Thank you so much.
It's Sarah Cottman. She's a professional organiser. Her business is called Heavenly Order, and she's speaking at the Organising Oz Conference. It's on in Lura and in Sydney over the next few days, and you can find out more at organisingoz.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.